You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
On the program today, we've got Taylor McGregor from Independent Music New Zealand coming on to talk about the Tate Prize Award announcements. What a little sentence. Morena Taylor, how are you doing?
Kia ora, mate. How are you going?
I'm going great. You look very cozy at the moment.
I'm on Zoom.
Hell yeah.
It's break the illusion of radio. I'm sitting in bed with my Warriors beanie on. But it's nice to be here in Dunedin.
Up the wah? Is that how they say? Up the wah?
Yeah, the Warriors.
Are they even in Auckland? Or are they somewhere adjacent?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're in Auckland.
Okay, I thought they were somewhere else.
Yeah, they're in Auckland. As will the Tate Music Prize.
Hell
on
yes.
April 15th.
Hell yes.
At Q Theatre.
Save the goddamn date, people. Save the date. How long has the Tate Prize been going on for?
Oh, that's a good question.
Quite a while, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, over 10 years, I think. Yeah. So the Tate Prize itself is for the most outstanding creative album of the year. Who got that last year? Vera Allen won that last year. It's pretty incredible.
Rightly deserved.
Big list of very special albums on there. And then today, we're announcing nominees for what we got: the Best Independent Debut Award and the Classic Record.
Yes. Now it's a bit sad.
And the Journalism Award.
Is it a little bit sad that the Classic Record? I feel like is such a huge momentous thing, but it's being announced before the show happens. Is that a loss?
I know where you're coming from, but I guess it's a chance to get all the on all these fine media establishments and celebrate what is the award, which is the She Hands Killjoy,
yes,
from 1995.
1985.
Peak 90s Wellington, but I guess it's worthy of a bit of an extra run of talking about it.
Uh-huh.
I know where you're coming from, but there'll be lots of other big surprises on the night. So this is a teaser.
Yeah.
And she had been doing their big hoorah final tour, so why not
show a bit of love
at the end.
Because they're a fantastic band. They've been doing so much for New Zealand and made some great music along the way. What's the criteria for a classic record? Like, what, has it to be like 20 years old, 10 years old to be classic? And, how do you, measure the impact that you would want to award a classic record with?
Yeah, I can't remember the technicals. I think it might be 10 years, for something like that. It is about being independent. So this is Independent Music New Zealand. We're all about... the independents getting out there. Killjoy, I believe, was early days she had. Obviously, they then went on to incredible things, but it is really about celebrating those ones that bubble up out of the indie scene. And it's something we're very passionate about. And last year we gave it to Look Blue Go Purple, which is
fantastic.
An incredible one, and just to make it all about Dunedin, it's also just kind of find those ones that might have don't get celebrated in the way that they could, and look back and bring them to the front. And I think it's a really special record, and everyone out there is making one. Maybe in 20 years, this is what you want to angle for, the big Tate Prize.
I don't know if you've. I don't know if you've seen with big award shows in the States where people inside the industry are voting for whatever art that is. So Grammys, people in the industry listening to albums. If it's Oscars or Academy Awards, they're watching films. I don't know if you saw, but last year there was kind of an upheaval around some of those Academy Award shows because people in those industries weren't watching all the things that were submitted. I remember June 2. A lot of people weren't watching June 2 for the Oscars. Has Tate Prize ever encountered a similar problem?
I'll be honest. I was interested in it, and as a board member, participated in the judging last year and last year, not this year. I don't know, but it's pretty incredible. It's our academy or whatever. So it initially gets voted by IMNZ members, not the Classic Record. This is a separate one, but the Tate Prize and the Best Independent Debut Award, members vote. So that's the artists out there. then it goes through to quite an intensive judging process. And I can tell you that everyone has very extensively listened to all of the records.
Great.
To the point where it's overwhelming how passionate and deeply invested everyone is in these things. And I think that is the amazing thing about all of these kind of tape prizes, well, as a part of the awards, not just the tape prize, is that it is, you know, from peers and like champions within the independent music scene who make these calls, and that's it's very special, very respected for that, I think.
Yeah, and speaking of very special, there's a very special award that was unveiled today, the Auckland Live Best Independent Debut Award, which, you know, celebrates Aotearoa's most promising emerging talent, which is very cool. We've got Pony Baby, Aquatopia Alien, Flowers Dream, and Billie Jean with Filter going in there.
I should say, Vida is the one.
Oh, Vida, sorry, Vida, yep. Yes. No, yep. It is. I talked to Vida, I don't know why I forgot that. But very exciting stuff. You know, how do you choose, I guess, you know, what debuts? Do you kind of try to get a spread of the genres in that regard, that award?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of anything that comes through, really. I mean, that list there, I mean, Pony Babies, just Jasmine Mary and Arahi's new project, you know, country, pretty trad country, with a modern thing going on there. Vita's soul, jazz, fusion. Flowers Room is wild. I saw Flowers Room recently for the first time, and it is a lot going on.
Yeah.
Really, really kind of experimental noise things. And Billie Jean, Māori experimental music. So it's kind of like, it's a spread. It's just, what is the... what's the thing that's knocked your socks off for the first record? I mean, Juju Lips won it last year.
True.
Just for being a kind of incredible off the bat performer, hip-hop artist. Like, it can be anything and everyone, and that, I mean, looking at that spread we've got this year, it is a very good example, I think, of that. And that's where I guess the Tates, all of these categories being those independent champions, is that we do really get some interesting stuff that can be represented and celebrated in a way that maybe you wouldn't be able to see in those big commercial, or, you know, the other big awards that are going on this year, every year. So that's what we're all about.
Mm-hmm.
That's the weird shit.
Are they all Auckland artists? Do they all have to be Auckland artists for that award?
Oh no! It's the
oh, thank goodness.
It's the whole country. It's,
okay,
it's everyone.
That's
I mean, and I believe I could be wrong. I mean, we're a national organisation with membership around the country, but I believe if you're a member in Dunedin or anywhere, you can accept an invite to come to the awards on the 15th of April in Auckland. So book your flights.
For sure. That'll be a really, really awesome time, I reckon. They've also got a really awesome award here, the NZ Music Journalism Award, which I believe we've got the guy from Boiler Room, we've got Musician, we've also got Carl Pushman, you know, which is really, really awesome because the media is not in a very good place right now. How has, I guess, the kind of cuts to media impacted our music journalism scene here in New Zealand?
I mean, I think, it's Chris Schultz in particular of that nominee list loves talking about this issue in particular. I mean, I do student radio up here in BFM in Auckland. Look, I think we've gone through a phase where there's been, and this, we should preface all this by saying that Dylan Tate, that the prize is named after, is, you know, he was a music journalist, so yes, this is a very important category to put in there, and getting the stories of our independent music scene out there is always important, I think, for you, for me, for a lot of people. I mean, I guess the hustle's on. There's a, what have we got there? A blog. Chris Schultz runs a blog. Musicians and new print media. It's exciting to see that people have recognised that there is a gap in the music media space and are filling it actively. I think a big thing about this award is celebrating people who are doing that. It's not necessarily the same traditional journalism that we might have seen in the past, but I hope that it is a call to everyone to see that, well, A, that you could win $2,500 in an award if you're good enough, but like, get in the mix and do it. It's a really important part of celebrating New Zealand music is having ways to communicate that to people and connect people with it. So, yeah, more music journalism and listen to student radio.
I agree.
Just as a side note, yeah. Which you're already doing, but do it more.
I totally agree. I want to thank you for your time and coming on the program today. You are doing the Tate Prize at Q Theatre on the 15th of April, which is, I believe, a Tuesday, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Big up the Tuesday for a change. If people can't make it there because their, you know, flights are expensive, so on and so forth, can they watch it from the comfort of their very homestead?
Look, I actually don't have an answer for that. I think it might get streamed on RNZ, usually.
Okay.
But I'm just going to say it is. It should be on the internet. Watch it, and if you are an independent musician, I should say, join, sign up to IMNZ, and next year when you get nominated for an award, you can tell me it was because you listened to this interview.
Hell yes, hell yes. If you have any final words for our listeners, what are they, my friend?
Yeah, support independent music. It's really hard, and it's never getting easier, so get out there, and they didn't go to some gigs. Students, go to gigs.
Yep, I agree.
Go watch
that.
These things.
I agree totally.
Go to the Crown. Hang out with Jones.
Yes, yes. Have some savouries if you can. Maybe try and sneak a savoury. thank you for coming on the program, Taylor. I wish you all the best. I hope Tanaki treats you well for the foreseeable future. Take care.
Awesome. Thank you, mate.
Thank you. Oh, that was Taylor McGregor from the Tate Music Prize Industrial Complex. We're chatting about the new award announcements, which are fantastic. Of course, the Tate Music Prize is happening on the 15th of April at Q Theatre in Tamaki Makaurau. Taylor has requested She Had You Again because we're commemorating their record Killjoy, which has won the classic record as part of those awards. So here is some She Had. You're listening to The One. See you soon.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.